Blog Talk Radio.
Getting paid for it with money. There are other ways to get paid. And what if you don't even get paid for that? So in the example that I was talking about with parenting, most of us do not get paid for raising our children. But I'll tell you what, the work that we do as far as parenting is concerned is probably the most important work that we have done in our lives, way more important than the work that we get paid for in order for us to provide for our children, which is essentially parenting. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So we're going to talk about life's work and life's worth and whether you have to get paid for the things that you do in life. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752, and this is your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. And I'm glad to be here. I'm feeling like a real man should on this Power Monday. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should on this Power Monday. So let's get it popping. What's up? What's going on, my peoples? Suclasia Twy, and Emily Dunlap in the house on the Instagram side. Thanks for coming on out. It's about to go down. Speaking of down, Stacey White, thanks for coming on around. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going right in your sight. And who? A Carol Chamberlain, more than a friend. Something like a girl. What's up? Yo, you my world. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. Power Monday all up in your area. Power Monday, baby. Depends on whether you're getting paid or not. Depends on whether you're getting paid for it or not. So we're going to talk about some things tonight. Some things that you probably would insist on getting paid for. And some things that you probably do on the eye. On the strength. As a gratuity. Gratis, but if you are a Caribbean Spanish person, you don't say S's at the end of your name. I mean, at the end of your words. So words that end in S, you just be like E. So, you know, like happy birthday is Feliz Cumpleaños. They be like Feliz Cumpleaños. Yeah, Feliz Cumpleaños. So like South American Spanish people don't understand what Caribbean Spanish people are talking about. Sort of like American English speaking people don't understand what Caribbean English speak. So all Caribbean people have a Caribbean accent, whether you speak English or Spanish. But see, you know, like you won't know that until you, but check it out. That don't have nothing to do with what we going to break this. We talk about whether you getting paid. And it's a lot of stuff that you might not get paid. But we going to. Yo, it's going down tonight on the Daily. Yo, nigga, I'm seriously, though. So check it out, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Daily Go Get 'Emism Show, Power Monday, August 2nd. Real Leo time. Leo season, pound Leo season, all up in, let me write that in the comments, because ain't no Leos in the comments, and people be hating, and so, you know, let me make sure I give them something to hate on, boom, so, you know what I mean, you know, I know Carol Chamberlain be hating on Leos all the time, so I'm gonna give it something to hate. There you go, my, just hold that. Hold that. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, so ain't nobody hating on Leo. Yes, niggas do be hating on Leo. Yes, they do. Cammy G, thanks for coming on through. Listen, y'all. Listen to this. So we're talking about, depends on whether or not you're getting paid for it. Now, I'm not going to front. Most of the things that we love to do in our lives, we will actually do for free. There are plenty of things that we may label as hobbies that we may do for free, things that fulfill us in some type of way that often doesn't have anything to do with money. You know, things that we do for our mental health and our emotional health, we're not always looking to get paid for it. And that's interesting, because the things that really fulfill us the most, we will do for free, which kind of pushes forth the narrative, the best things in life are free. And, you know, there's a part of me that really believes that. But I like to put it another way. I like to say that the best things in life are already prepaid. So somebody already paid for the best things in life. They already hooked it up. You know what I mean? Love, affection. Now, a lot of people would say, no, you get paid for affection, because they think affection is sex, but it's not. Affection is a back rub. Affection is greasing somebody's scalp. Affection is a long, warm hug. Affection is a long, meaningful conversation that lasts for hours that you wish you could continue even longer than that.
affection is an energy that you put out to somebody that they can feel from you. Affection is a connection. It's a direct connection. It could be a physical connection or it could be a spiritual connection, but it's definitely a connection that you and the other person feel. Not necessarily equally, but definitely both of you feel it. So, no, you don't get paid for that. You know, affection is where babies really come from. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody will abort an affection baby. Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? You know, affection baby. Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that because you may be affectionate in one way and totally, totally devoid of affection for what comes with the consequences. You think I'm bluffing, you suffer the consequences. Rita Renz, what's going on, Rita? Thanks for coming on through with my big sis, Robin Ming. She's something like a queen for a king. Thanks for coming on through. Yeah, it is a big thing. So, a lot of people get paid for sex. Prostitutes get paid for sex. Sex traffickers get paid for sex. You know, I was told by sex trafficking advocate or rescuer that there's no such thing as prostitution. It's all trafficking. And I'm like, so you mean to tell me nobody has ever engaged in prostitution for their own purposes? And I mean, if you are indulging in prostitution in order to feed your family, as if there's no other way to feed your family, okay, so be it. You know, you fuck tonight, you suck the nigga off for a steak. Okay. Or a steak dinner for your family. All the kids, we getting a box of Murray steaks out of this sex deal. Yo, mommy having company. Is she gonna have company for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes? Matter of fact, half an hour, we gonna listen to a little Luther Vandross for the first 15 minutes, and then we gonna fuck for like the next 15 minutes. But don't bother mommy while she got company. After mommy company leave, we gonna get a box of Murray steaks. With them nasty ass hamburgers that had the cheese in them, you know, the cheeseburger with the cheese in the meat. Murray's. You see how mommy sacrificed for you. You see how mommy sac. Anyway. Yeah. I'm just saying. Some question to I said, not just a cheesesteak. Listen, you give us some ass for a cheesesteak. You could climb under a maggot's belly. That's how low you are, you fucking nigga, for a cheesesteak. I don't care if it's a Max's cheesesteak, Ish Kabibbles, Jim's. One of them nasty ass Geno's or pasta. Listen, you fucking nigga. If you fucking nigga for a cheesesteak of any kind, I don't care whether it's one of them Larry's belly fillers. Shout out to Larry Steaks up there on 54th and City Line, you know, St. Joe's campus has been up there since forever. Yo, you fucking nigga for a cheesesteak, you could fit snugly under a maggot's belly. That's how low you are. That's disgusting. You gotta aim higher. But we talk. Yeah. You gotta chill. See, I'm trying to be serious tonight. I'm chilling. You know, I'm feeling very philosophical tonight. I'm feeling mad philosophical. You know what I mean? Let me do my shit. This stuff happens in these streets. You ain't never gonna lie. Things do be happening in these streets. I ain't gonna lie. Things do be happening in these streets. But do not suck a nigga off for a cheesesteak. Now sucking a nigga off for a bag of crack or something like that. Okay, that's understandable. You got to get high. You have an addiction that you're dealing with. But you, let me find out that people were eating disorders out there sucking dick for a cheeseburger, cheese steak, some cheese fries, anything with cheese. Anything with cheese, you gotta chill. Bottom line is, you can get paid for sex, but more than likely you wouldn't ask to get paid for your affection because it's something that you feel. It's something that will reinforce something good for you. It's something that's beneficial for yourself. So a lot of things that we do for ourselves, regardless of how fulfilling it is, we will not ask to get paid for it. But we'll be goddamn if we roll up in our job, if we roll up in our job tomorrow, Tuesday morning, and they talk about, well, you might not get paid. That check might not be there Friday or the next Friday if you get paid every other week. We're going to be like, well, I got to clock out now. I need to clock out right now. I just had a family emergency that's going to persist until y'all get that money right. We have to make a living. So even when we're making a living, though, you have people who are at their jobs who will not put forth a decent effort unless they up the ante at the job. So forget about the dollar amount that you contracted yourself for. Forget about the money that you agreed to get paid when you took the job. Now you got a whole different story. You talking about, in order for me to be able to really, really do this work, you're going to have to pay me some more. Jobs where you get paid on commission only makes sense for you to work hard at those jobs, because the harder you work or the more you sell, the more you're going to get paid. So why not put in all of the work necessary in order to increase your bottom line time after time? If you work, I will bless you. You will get paid time after time. Bust your ass, it is worth it. I will pay you time after time. You understand what I'm saying? So you know, it's like, jobs where you get paid a commission, people tend to work a little bit harder. Private business. People will work hard at private business, but not everybody. You know, you probably know people like I know people who own their own businesses. That really could be lucrative, but they treat their own businesses lazier than they probably would if they worked for somebody. Have you ever known somebody that owned a store, somebody who owned a store that wouldn't get to the store on time or didn't want to hire somebody to work in the store? Lazy, wouldn't re-up on their products. They sell out of something, and when they sell out of something, they sold out of something. They don't re-up on their shipments and stuff like that. Have you ever known somebody that owned a store who would leave the store if they had to go somewhere like, oh, I'm closed until I get back, be gone like 20 minutes. And they'd be gone like an hour and 20 minutes, come back if you choose to wait or catch them when they come back. An hour and 20 minutes later, we're talking about 80 minutes. Four times what they the time that they said that they were going to be gone, and they'd be like, "Yeah, I had to go on the ad to pay my phone bill, my gas bill, my like, what the hell, yo, you can't be absent. You missed money while you was out paying money. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I mean, I got, you see, I'm the only one here. You know, I mean, they'll come back. You may know some people who ran their business like that. Like, either you have a secret stash of money somewhere where your bottom line is not dependent upon this business that you are opening, or you just a worthless motherfucker. Yeah, Carol, too cheap to hire somebody. And they may say, well, I don't make enough to be able to hire anybody. But the truth of the matter is, you don't work hard enough to be able to make enough money to expand your business. You are not investing in yourself. You work for yourself the same lazy way that you would shiftlessly work for somebody else. So what's the use in not working for the man if you work for yourself the same way that you would work for the man, which is not a good way? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, son. I don't know, son. Some people just don't understand the way business is supposed to work. Yeah. Yeah. You were singing time after time, Sucre Jatois, yeah. So yeah. So many times things that we do that fulfill us personally are not the things that we insist on getting paid for or insist on getting paid a lot for. You know, you look at cats who sell oils, incense, things that they make, bracelets, beads, things like this, you know, things that call on the gods, things that call on the gods to bless you, protect you away from evil spirits and bad niggas. A lot of times, people who sell this kind of stuff don't ask for a lot of money for it, which I think is crazy because this shit is fly. Because you won't, you know, you won't go in a jewelry shop, a jewelry store, and expect them not to want to get paid. They want to get paid top dollar for gold and all types of metals and rocks and all of that kind of shit. Well, this is just as good as that shit. In my opinion, I think it's flyer. You know what I mean? I don't see no diamonds come in this color. You know what I mean? Fly shit. But anyway, we may get something out of it more than what money can pay us. You know, we may feel like we're making a contribution to this world. Our life's work. Do any of you have what you consider to be your life's work? Have you nailed that down? Have you nailed down what your life's work is? This is my life's work. I've thought about this long and hard. Because this is what I like to do. I do it for free. And I even invest in myself. Yeah, sure, to get paid later. But I have done it for free for years. And will continue regardless, because it's my life's work. I feel like this is what I was meant to do, born to do. And I think some other people feel like the same way. So I got to do some other shit to get paid. So that's why I steal, rob, sell coke. You know what I mean? I don't like to sell weed because it doesn't make me feel gangsterish. So I got to feel like a G, so I sell coke. But I also sniff coke. So, you know, when you sniff coke, you got to do something to make the coke because sniffing coke, powder coke is very, very expensive. And I'm too fly to become a crackhead, so I got to, you know, stay on the powder. Okay. Your life's work. Real shit. Your life's work. Have you nailed down what your contribution to this world is, or your contribution to the community. It could be something personal. What is your life's work? It's your legacy. What you left behind. You know, with my dad passing so recently, I thought a lot about what his life's work is. And you know what? He had a lot of life's work. I'm not sure if I can nail it down to just one thing. You know, he was passionate about educating people about the our Aboriginal status in the United States and, well, in the Americas. He was a Buffalo Soldier, 33rd degree Mason, father, and a family man, an unorthodox family man, but definitely a family man. It was family, all right. Good, bad, or indifferent. But he had life's work because he left behind a legacy. He left behind many memories, many contributions that he will be noted for and remembered for and revered for and appreciated for. So when you think about yours, what do you have? Now, you don't have to state it here. You don't even have to nail it down here. But I think it's something that you should probably think about. And think about whether you are getting paid for your life's work or if you even care about that. You know, what are you doing as far as your life's work is concerned? What are you doing as far as your contribution to this world, this earth, humanity, you know, society? So Claire Chitois says, my life's work is education. My children's, those I gave birth to, and those I've taught, and adults, education. High shit. It really is. I feel you all the way on that. And there's so many different ways to educate people. You can lead by example, which is a form of education. You can give a formal education, or you can just teach motherfuckers shit. Drop jewels on them all day long. There are a lot of people's out here doing work that we may, by observation, consider to be their life's work. But I wonder if that's what they would say. Take like a Umar Johnson. You know, somebody like Umar Johnson, polarizing figure, well known to a lot of people, but not necessarily a household name. But I bet you many people would say that they know what his life's work is. But I wonder if Umar would say what they would say. Would other people say what you would say about your life's work? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? I was on the DG show on the mic. They was listening and laughing. We was having fun. All right. Niggas started calling in. And, all right. You know what? Y'all don't let me do my life's work. Y'all want to get in the way because y'all hating. Y'all need to stop. All right. But check it out, though. But for real. Let me see. No, Robbie Ming, don't be taking up for Carol. You know what I mean? You should see what she do to me behind the scenes. I gotta wear makeup to cover black eyes and ain't cool. Carol says he's being mean and the show just started. Yeah, I said they make a little money and they get lazy. That's true. I wanted to start a home-based business and I don't have enough time to dedicate to it. You know, it's funny. It's funny you bring up the time. The time. You know, I put up a post earlier, just before the show started, and it said that actually you have all the spare time in the world. All the time that you have in this world is spare time. We just been sparing it in other places, but all of our time is spare time. All of it. Every waking moment of your life is spare time. We've just been allocating it where we think it should go, whether we feel like we have a responsibility to spend that time here or there, whatever, or whether we decide to use our time for our own personal reasons. But all of our time is spare time. All of our time is personal time. We just haven't taken advantage of using it personally. Not all of us. You know, we talk about spare time. If you really think about it, you'll never have any spare time if you wait to get it. We kind of have to go out and get the time that we have for ourselves. So some people spend all of their time at work chasing that dollar, chasing their money, trying to get paid. We made that choice about spending that time at work. You don't have to do it. You can make money in other ways. But a lot of times when we see a lucrative opportunity, we will convince ourselves that that's what we have to do. But is that your life's work? I know one thing. When I watch my dad in that hospice bed, I know for sure that what he had on his side was he was not thinking that, damn, I should have went on vacation or whatever. He did what he wanted to in life. And for a one man to cut the pie, to cut his pie in so many small slices, but still made sure that everybody got a slice big enough to eat and fill them up. Life's work crazy. I can only hope to do anything close to the same. But yeah, when you may be in a hospital bed at some point in your life, God forbid it's anytime soon, and heaven forbid that there's any suffering involved, but it's something that we have to take into consideration, the cycle of life. But will you be thinking about your life's work? And will you be talking about how much you got paid or wish you got paid or didn't get paid? Will it matter? You know, when you're staring at your life in front of you, you know, do you think about how much you're getting paid for? When you start getting in touch with your mortality, when you start getting in tune with your mortality, the way I know that I have in the past few weeks, it's like, yeah, it's important to do something with yourself. It's important to be happy with whatever you're putting out there. It's important to contribute where you think a contribution is necessary, important. You kind of have to do what makes you happy. You don't have to be selfish about it. You don't have to be narcissistic about it. And you don't have to be dismissive to others about it. But it's important that you get your shit off and ask yourself, does my effort depend on whether I'm getting paid for it or not? Does it matter? If y'all would like to call into the show, the number is 319-527-6199. Yeah, that's the number. 319-527-6199. Yes. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. This is the Daily Go Get It Mism Show. I'm your host, 752, and we are talking about depends on whether you're getting paid for it or not. So we are we are talking about your life's work, whether it's important for you to get paid a lot, whether you are contributing to what you think you should contribute to a lot, enough, sufficiently. Are you a puppet that is under the strings and the control of the almighty dollar? And if that's the case, then that's the case. If that's not the case, well, what are you doing? This is not an indictment. It's not a judgment. It's a question. And you don't have to answer it right here. You can answer it later on. I'm here to plant that seed, baby. Here to plant that seed. Plant that seed. You can water it and give it some light. Plant that seed. Plant that seed. Plant. You can water it and give it some light. Plant that. You can water it and give it some light. Plant that. The plant. You need more dirt in that shit, son. You get some soil. You need some soil. All right, we have a call on the line. Caller with the last number 7019. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show and its Power Monday. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Feeling like a real man should. Hey, how's it going?
I'm great, great. So you had asked a question, if other people would say the same thing you said about your life work. And my question was, does it really matter? And the reason I asked that is because, you know, most people are only going to be in your life for a short period of time. So your experience with them may be limited. So does it really matter if they picked on or agree with your assessment that of what your life's work is?
Yeah. I'm going to say this. The reason that I asked was it, did it, I mean, the reason why I asked if other people would say that your life's work is what they think that your life's work is, because there's a perspective at hand. You know, sometimes our perspective on something is not understood by all, and sometimes we're not really projecting our perspective. So if you and I observe something from outside of our personal selves, but we're observing somebody else. That's why I use the example of Umar Johnson. You know, what we may observe Umar doing may be different than what he feels like he's doing. Maybe he's doing something on the low, you know, something behind the scenes, which would explain why he's doing what he's doing. For example, I'm not saying that this is guaranteed, but you never know if it's a case where he may be doing the whole Prince of Pan-Africanism, what is he, Prince of Consciousness, whatever he calls himself. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Pan-Africanism.
It's Pan-Africanism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's say he's only doing that as a mask or as a means to be able to finance something else he's doing that he doesn't talk about at all. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. That may be his life's work. The same way as you may be doing something in your life that everybody observes, and they may think that this is really your thing. It could be roller skating. Like, yo, she really just likes to roller skate. She roller skates all the time, and can't nobody skate better than her, faster than her, backwards than her, with a partner, whatever. You know, she can skate her ass off. But skating might be something that you enjoy, but it's nowhere near your life's work. You might like working with animals. You know what I'm saying? You know, who knows? So, yeah, I understand what you mean when you say, does it really matter? But I was only talking about, in my example, I was only talking about what we observe and what that legacy may leave behind as far as what people would say was your life's work. You know, you may have a different understanding, a different perspective of what you are contributing to this world.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wondered if you thought it mattered if the two were in agreement with each other. I was just wondering.
Yeah. So, you know, like, remember when Trump was president, no matter what he did out here, people who supported Trump was always saying how he's doing all of this shit in the background and how he's the real MVP and all this stuff. And we looking like, fuck you talking about? He a dickhead.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to talk about perspective, talk about a big difference in perspective. We like, how could he be doing all of this shit in the background when he's on TV damn near 20, all right, let's say 16 hours a day? He ain't got no time to be president. He ain't got no president time. He too busy in front of the camera. Yo, when the pandemic first got started, think about it. He was in front of that camera all day making sure Dr. Fauci or none of the motherfuckers had the stage by themselves. I'm looking like, all day?
He had that in his schedule. And you
all
know they
day?
Said that he didn't really sleep. He would be on camera all day, and he would be up all night watching all the different channels, the news broadcast from every station.
When did he?
He had pieces.
All that they talk about. They never say he was planning strategies. He would read. He would, you know, he would meet with people. And why doesn't anybody say that?
Well, they did say that his wingman did most of the work. So,
well, I know his supporters gave him the credit. So, you know, however we feel about it, he is a shining example of how perspective can be different. From his supporters' perspective, this cat was the truth. From people who didn't support him, we like, the truth? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all talking about?
Right.
So,
somebody tell me what y'all see, because I didn't see it.
I just want to know when he had time for president. You know what I mean? All the other presidents, they didn't have time like that. You ain't see them in front of no camera all the time. Like, what, you crazy? They got shit they got to do.
So,
big responsibility.
So did his responsibility or what he was doing depend on whether he was getting paid for it or not?
Absolutely. I mean, he was the quintessential capitalist. And I've heard his supporters say things like, yo, he worked for no salary as president. And I'm like, what he got for working for free? Are you crazy? You know how much money he's getting in the background? So, I mean, you know, when you don't understand something. But let me ask you this. If you could guess what his life's work would be, what would you say?
Oh, you don't want to ask me that. I don't have anything positive to say in that regard. I guess if I believe that if he had to decide, he would say that his life work was building businesses, like maintaining his the family name, and, you know, maintaining a mega mobile symbol. I think that's what he was saying. However, I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
I would say is he spends his life manipulating people in every way, shape, or form. Because that's just what I feel. I don't think that, I think he enjoys, lying or, you know, changing people's reality to get them to believe in a lie. I think he gets off on that. And I think he enjoys everything. Well, he is to me the poster boy for being narcissistic. So, you know, I think that he works very hard at that.
Okay. I wouldn't deny that. I think that there has to be something to that. I think that there has to be something to that. I mean, it's funny that you put it that way, because I pretty much think what you're thinking, because I think that his obvious life's work has everything to do with capitalistic gain, you know, getting that money, you know what I mean? And the other thing, yeah, I think, you know, mentally manipulating people, being deceptive and narcissistic. Yeah, I think I see what you see. So,
but a lot of people don't see that though.
And I would question if secretly that's not what he would say his life's work was. Like, yo, I got them all. I put one over on all of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So I
believe he may say that in the comfort of, you know, people he could trust to say that around.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I think that circle, you know, because I don't think he cares about what he says in private, so I think he speaks freely, you know, and when he feels like he's in front of people, it's the reason why, you know, when people leave his office or leave working with him, they always have all this juicy gossip to tell about how he really feels and the things he says in private. So I don't think he censors himself, you know, when he's not in front of a camera. The problem is that he convinces people not to repeat what he says, you know, even if they know it's wrong to say it.
Yep. I think
as long as he ties it to some kind of financial gain, you know, people will buy into it. There's their silence as long as he ties that to some type of financial gain.
Yeah, I think that you have to be in the ballpark with what you're saying. But with as crazy as he is, he may have a whole different perspective of his life's work. For all I know, feeding the whales is his life's work to him. You know what I'm saying? You know? 'Cause he's such a wild card. You know what I mean? Like, yo.
How much of them worth? Do they got diamonds in their belly or something?
Hold on. He'd probably say something like, hold on. While I was president and all of that, while I was making sure that black people got more from the government than they ever had before, I mean, African Americans, you mean to tell me that the whales wasn't getting fed? Like, I'm sure they were. But you're like, and you don't think I had nothing to do with that. But I'm just going to pull out of the sky that feeding the whales.
He would say, see, they didn't talk about how I fed the whales the whole 4 years.
Yeah. So he may say that, you know, most people can't think outside of themselves. So while I'm busy feeding the whales on the loaf, you know what I'm saying? Y'all out here Harlem shaking and dugging.
Really?
Harlem Shaking, though?
Yeah. Harlem Shaking and Dougie. Anyway, so what do you think? What do you think about? What do you think about when we say depends on whether you're getting paid for it or not? Do you think that? Do you think if you had to guess for most people, do you think that people work harder when there's a financial incentive, or would you say that they work harder when there's something else to be gained, something else personal or whatever?
I guess it would depend on what that something else is, but I do believe that people work harder when there's some type of financial gain or some type of reward, immediate reward, because people don't tend to work as hard if they can't see what their work is going to give them, right? So, you know, there are very few people who are really willing to invest in themselves, because it's a scary place, right? The thought of your ability to eat relies on your ability to get out there and grind and hustle, right? Most people rely on some form of someone else feeding them in some way. And I don't mean physically feeding them, but I mean, you know, you go to work every day and you work and you get a check, right? But to invest in yourself and have to grind and go out here and figure out a way to make money without a guarantee that you're going to get paid is a scary place. And not everybody has that thing in order to go out and take that risk. Right. So I do think that having a guarantee that you're going to get something for your efforts motivates people differently than not.
Yeah. I have seen bigger motivators than money. You would think that money was, as far as working is concerned, you would think that it was the biggest motivator. But if you think about it, other people work for other things. Sex.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people, you know, do backflips if they was promised to have sex with somebody that they desire.
They work for sex?
A different, huh?
You said they work for sex?
Yeah, I've seen people work for sex, do backflips for sex, do a handstand, you know, swim when they can't swim in the deep end, you know, that kind of shit. You know, like, yeah, I almost drowned, but she gave that ass up, so it was kind of worth it. Yes. almost died. Good thing that life.
That's a different type of motivation right there. So she risked her life for sex.
I don't know about shit. This is mostly he's I'm talking about. You know, women. Yeah.
It's mostly what?
I've seen women do some things in order to get some dick, but not on a scale that men do. You know, I've seen women spend money in order to get, you know, to keep the dick coming through. But I've seen men really, really go to work just for that. You know what I mean? There's a little.
Okay.
There was a strip club back in the day called the Piccadilly.
Uh huh. I'm familiar 30th. With it.
Okay. Okay. Cool. I ain't got no more to say about that. But anyway, it was up on 30th and Allegheny. If you went in there on any given night, you would see a whole lot of working for some ass. A whole lot. You know, they bring their whole check on a Monday, Tuesday, whatever, you know. So you say you're familiar with
it? I just I'm just familiar with it. You know, it's like I'm familiar with it.
Okay. All right. You know. Hey, listen, when you know, you know. Okay. Yeah. That's when strip clubs was real and raw. Not like this Onyx and what's that club down in Atlanta, Magic City. Fuck all that. You know, we talking about the real shit. You know what I mean?
It was raw and uncut.
Yeah, yeah. Where you could smell sex in the air. And they wasn't even fucking.
That's nasty.
Hey, listen, it ain't all that easy to keep a naked body smelling good. Anyway, let's see. Carol Chandler says he has said something publicly that showed he didn't care what he said. Yeah, I agree. And she also said some get gratification in doing good, and money is all that's important to some. They may want to better and enrich the lives of others and improve their lives. I agree. You know some freaks. Oh, listen, me, I didn't listen. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I ain't spending my money up in no strip club. I used to steer clear of strip clubs because I don't like having my dick hard for nothing. I'm more of a completion oriented. I'm goal oriented. You know, so you know, I see how the strip club is not safe. It's not safe.
That's right. Not safe.
So hold on. No doubt. I have another caller on the line. Hold on a second. Caller with the last number is 8125. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, so you're talking about should we get paid for the stuff that we usually don't get paid for. Is that right? Like our life's work, our usual day-to-day activities?
Well, close. We're asking the question about things like your life's work. Well, what we're essentially asking is are you the type of person that has to get paid in order to do work or in order to do a good job? Does it depend on how much you're getting paid or if you're getting paid?
Okay, good question. Depending upon, if you're talking about work for commerce, yeah. So, but are you talking about doing work as favors for friends or just doing work for yourself? In what particular instance?
Well, you can pick it, but all right, let me put it this way. Have you ever, let me ask you a question directly. Have you ever had a family member or a friend or associate, somebody that you were close to or had dealings with that expected to get paid for every little thing that they did for you?
No, I never had that. But you just reminded me of, I was on, there's a show that I go to on a regular basis. And during that show, I talked about doing research and doing certain computer activities. I'm not an IT guy, but I know my way around the computer, especially when it comes to doing research and how much time it takes to make sure that your computer is secure, not against cyber attacks, but against breakdowns and stuff like that. So there was a woman who asked me, you know, if I could, you know, help her out. And I said, do you know how much that kind of stuff costs, that kind of work? For you to do the kind of research that I do, to go Google hopping from link to link, website to website, downloading it, taking a look at the pages, making sure that it makes sense, going back up to Google, comparing it with other people, and then safeguarding your computer. If you took your computer and do the kind of job that I could do, it would cost you minimum $2,000 to $3,000. So I refused, because it would have been, if I had done work for her as a favor, it would have taken an hour or two, and I wouldn't have charged him anything, but she would have gotten free labor. And no, I'm not doing so. I refused because I knew how much work it would involve for me.
Okay. So in your example, it does kind of depend on how much you're getting paid in order for you to do it. Because if it was something
for
like
certain,
for certain people. okay. So
right.
Like,
oh, to work. Yeah. So I'll tell you why I got that attitude. I used to work for somebody. This is way back when the internet was just starting, and he knew a lot about email, and he knew a lot about his computer. I wasn't as computer literate at the time, even though I had computers. And people were always asking him to help them out. So when I left the job, I remembered his expertise, and we remained friends. So I called them up, and I asked him for a little bit of help. He politely and diplomatically told me he would have to charge me. And I said to myself, well, we weren't exactly friends, but we had a good employer-employee relationship. But I do understand that now, that certain activities require a lot of work. And if you're going to pay me to do a job, let's say if I'm working for you as an employee, you expect me to save you money by doing that job, and that's why you're going to pay me a certain amount of money, because let's say you're paying me $50,000, $60,000 to do something, you expect me to save you $60,000, $70,000, otherwise, why am I there? So I adopted that kind of attitude. You know, if the work that's required is going to be a lot of work, and I'm saving you a lot of time and aggravation, for certain people, like you mentioned before, I would charge them.
Okay. Okay. So you understand. Now, something like, I don't know if you have children or not. Do you have children?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm reading
okay.
your description page. So you put in your description page the essence of what the show is about. But we don't get paid to be parents, surrogate parents aside. You were talking about affection. Can we get paid for our life's work, et cetera. So I kind of get the gist of where you're going.
That's cool. Of course, there's always more. Okay. So when, I mean, you know, it can't stop right there. No, I mean, but yeah, if you
you got a show to do.
Hey, I like to write. I like to talk. But yeah, when you really think about what your contribution to this world may be, you know, it's probably an exclusive contribution, you know, but a lot of times what you really have contributed from your perspective are probably not the things you got paid the most for. So I just think that it's intriguing that the things that we contribute to the most are probably not the things that we expected or asked to be paid the most for, but for other things wow. that may have been maybe even a little trivial to us, we want a bunch of money for it. Like, in order to get me to do something that I don't enjoy, I want you to pay me a lot. But the things that I enjoy a lot, you don't have to give me a whole lot of money for that. Don't you think that's a little backwards?
No, I just think you're shorting yourself, because even though you enjoy whatever it is that you're doing, if you're going to spend 4 hours doing your hobby for a friend, but that hobby is going to save that person 6, 7, 8 hours and a lot of aggravation and some money in the meantime, I think you should charge your friend because you're saving them a lot of money. Or you say to them, I'll tell you what, why don't you do what I suggest, see how it works out for you, and then afterwards, if you think that paying me is worth the kind of effort that would have to go into this particular project, I'd be willing to listen. I think that's a fair way of expressing oneself.
Okay. That's one way of looking at it. Personally, I'd rather have the agreement up front. You know, I'd rather know what we're contracting each other for up front. That way we can eliminate a whole lot of aggravation. Like, for example, if somebody works on my car and they tell me, well, listen, right. I'm going to go and fix your car, and whatever you think that is worth, you go ahead and pay me. I'm like, okay. Nah, man, I think you better tell me what you want to get paid. If you do good work, then that's great. But I don't mind paying for good work. But I don't think that you should. I think that's shorting yourself when you leave it up to someone else to determine what the value of your work is. We do that with our 9-to-5 jobs. You know, whoever hires us decides how much we're going to get paid. There's a salary range for the job that we do, so it's already been predetermined, and we willingly agree to that. I think that that's weird, but right. We do it. You know, so if you have the chance to control your own destiny, you're going to give somebody else to determine your worth for your work?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're going to do it for a friend, if you're going to – actually, there are a couple of famous people who actually work under that premise. They say, let me do this. If I can increase sales for your company, pay me what you think it's worth. But they're not going to continue to do that to somebody if the person increases – the market increases the sales by $1 million and that person only gives them $10,000. Then the market knows that person's a cheapskate. But if the person is rather generous because of the increase in sales, then of course you continue with that, or he can do the contract up front. But what I like to do, I like to get my money up front, because I just don't believe that when it comes to money and when people owe you, they always think that my money is their money. So I like to get my money up front if I'm going to do some kind of contractual business.
Okay. I mean, everybody likes to get paid up front, I think. But a lot of people won't do any work if you pay them up front. And these people are called contractors. They will not do money. They will not do work for you if you pay them up front. They're just, it's an industry standard.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Sure.
Yeah.
There are people who will become automatically, like when NBA players, they get... They've already had collective bargaining from years ago, where as soon as they enter the NBA, the minimum salary that they're going to get, I think, is $1 million. You can sit on the bench and get $1 million. Or you can negotiate your contract, maybe get a $5 million contract. You play about 7 minutes a game, then you sit on the bench, and you don't care because you know you're never going to be an all-star. You're never going to be a Hall of Famer. You figure you're lucky for having been in the NBA, and you're getting $5 million a year. Travel around the country. Now, I'm sure that's the attitude of a few bench warmers.
I don't know. I think that sounds like the attitude of a few league owners.
In what way? They don't want to pay enough?
I never blame athletes for getting as much money as they possibly can and not performing. That's their GM. Exactly, because just like if I work on a job with you and you get paid more than me, but you don't do as much work as me, yeah, personally, right. I'm going to feel some kind of way about that. But really, I'm like, shit, if that's pretty good work if you can get away with it. What it takes to be a professional athlete is something none of us are privy to understanding. I do get it. You know, I do get it. But I wouldn't, you know, people think that it's easy to work out for a living. It ain't. That's why most people don't work out at all. But just because you're getting paid for it doesn't make it any easier. And just because you get paid a lot for it doesn't make it any easier. But when I think of a LeBron James, what he makes, and people applaud him for his work ethic and whatever. But whatever LeBron James makes is pennies compared to what the owner who can pay LeBron James and everybody else on the team. But we never blame these team owners for getting these cats that make us come to the game. We don't blame them. We want to blame the worker. Nope. Just not the way that I think. I blame the source.
Well, I do.
Okay, that's
well,
cool.
Well, if I do, I mean, if they're going to negotiate the contract and they allow somebody to be lazy, then, mm-hmm. then it's the fault of the person who negotiated the contract. But mm-hmm. if the example you gave, if you and I are working on a job, and I'm not working as hard as you, the boss should come along and fire me because I'm not doing as much as you. You see, like I said before, you're supposed to pay somebody, let's say $60,000, $70,000, whatever amount of money it is, in order for that person to produce more than what they're getting paid. LeBron James, I don't know if he's probably getting like $30 million a year, but he's worth more than that to the owners because of the revenue that he brings in. So that makes it good. But if you're a bench warmer and you don't have the talent, okay, and you manage to get the contract for $5 million, and you don't mind only playing 2 minutes a game because you know that you're not going to be a Hall of Famer, you just don't have the talent, okay, you got it. But there are some people who are All-American, two-time All-American, think they're the next wonderkin to get into the NBA, and then they just relax. They don't care. They got the money. They don't care about breaking records, scoring, doing the assists, anything. They just want the money and maybe not to become a bench warmer because then they could negotiate, you know, the next negotiation round. But if they've let their expectations down and they did it because they didn't care, I would say the next time you have negotiations, reduce that salary.
Yeah, well, hey, in sports, I don't think that there are any athletes who don't want to do well. There are athletes who aren't as good as others, but if you're good enough to make it into the major leagues, then you're better than everybody else who's not in the major leagues, that's for sure. You will destroy any college student, any college player, any and one league, or a CBA or overseas, or you're better than them. It's just that people in the NBA and the NFL are so good at what they do that they make people who are superior look less than because they're godlike. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. It is what it is.
I mean, look, if you have made it to the NBA and if you're amongst the elite players, absolutely. Or even if you're a bench warmer, you're probably better than a two-time All-American. Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly. I mean, I should take back probably. Because mm-hmm. when you pay, some of these two-time All-Americans come out and they do perform up their expectations within a year or two. So I think the minimum somebody's getting is like $1 million a year to sit on the bench. That's good collective bargaining on the part of the workers' union. But again, the managers, the owners of the team, they're there to make money. That's their goal, to make a profit. And they should do it the most expedient way possible.
I agree. All right. We got to get out of here. But I appreciate y'all calling in once again. It's been a pleasure on this Monday. I've actually had a pretty good day today. All because of you guys.
Oh, good.
You rock. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace. All righty. Huh? How about that? Huh? Pretty cool. We have some birthday shout-outs to some people who were born on this glorious. August 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Erica Johnson. Erica Johnson turning 50 years old today. She's 1971. Yo, congratulations on half a year. And Tracy Williams turning 36 years old today. And Carolyn Page, and she's raising money for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And also Reed Young turning 41 years old today. And my girl, last and not least, Sheree Michelle Martin. She's a go-getter turning 51. You know why? Because she's a 1970 baby. Yeah, with the So I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 2nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on. Rock out. Rock on. Do the damn rock out. Rock on. Do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. All right, y'all. Your life's work. Whether you need to get paid for everything. Now, look, one thing we didn't really cover on the show, but we kind of messed around with a little bit. Y'all know, and I know somebody out there that will not do anything out here in this world unless they get paid. And they may get on your nerves to no end. You know what I'm saying? It's a friend. Huh. You know, like, you know, that one brother or that one sister that we had, that aunt, that uncle, that cousin, where we can't get them to do something unless there's something in it for them. Everything has a price on it. So even the things that they do for free, they get money for. You understand what I mean when I say? Even the things that they do for free, they get money for. You know what I'm saying? So like, they let you borrow their car. But you had to fill up their car. So they gave you the car with a quarter of it. You better bring that shit back on board, or it's gonna be a real problem. Random big major problem, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things, and hopefully your whole existence is not based on whatever you can get paid. But I do think that you can get paid for the thing you get paid for. Negotiate the price to be true. Follow through and make sure that you get all yours. You don't be one of those things that change that thing. You know what I mean? If you want to overpay, then overpay. But forget about that change that shit. You know, only us five-figure niggas be out here. So I keep the change. We need to keep the change as far as making sure that we change for the better on a daily basis. Y'all to death with stuff to say, y'all love y'all back to life. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, baby. And it's going down. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. The daily go business until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure you share the show. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, y'all. It's been a movie. Holla back now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?